Go to see Haiti.
At the Theatricum Botanicum. And our in-studio guest is the lovely Ernestine Phillips, who's been here many times.
Hello, and hello.
Hi. So you opened, what, a week or two ago?
Oh, yes. We opened on July 28th. And it's been incredible. It's been huge. It's one of Ellen Geer's productions of a cast of 30 or more running around. And we reenact the Haitian Revolution and their fight for freedom from France. And but right in the middle of it, we have a little melodrama. So, and you know, as only Ellen can do it, it's very exciting, and the audience loves it, and we're very, very happy that it's getting the kind of response that it is.
And this play, it is kind of historic, because it was part of the WPA Federal Work Project, and it really hasn't been done.
That's right.
And I think it only had 8 performances.
No. Well, no, not. It was way more than that, because for my, maybe when it went up to Broadway, but when it was in Harlem at the Federal Theater, over 74,000 people came through and saw this production.
No kidding. Wow.
And that was in 1938. So it was a huge success. It was written by William Du Bois, not to be confused with the co-creator of the NAACP, right. W.E.B. Du Bois. William Du Bois is a white playwright, and he worked for the New York Times, he wrote novels, etc., but he wrote this piece for the Federal Theater Project, which was a brainchild of Eleanor Roosevelt, just to put people back to work during the Great Depression. And what he did was put black and white actors on the stage together, which was a huge thing in 1938.
You bet.
And he put in interracial romantic relationships in the midst of it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. So it's and so it's been on the shelf for 50 years and was found in some dusty library somewhere by Ellen Geer. You know, I can just see her, you know, rummaging and finding this jewel and pulling it off the shelf as she did last year with Alice Childress's Trouble in Mind, and mounting this in Topanga Canyon on our stage in our amphitheater. And it is incredible. And since I know the two of you have been there many, many times, so when you come to the Will Geer Theatricum Theater, it's a 360 degrees event. And you know, and we have theater all around you. So this is an incredible play. And what is so special about this particular piece, Ellen wanted to set up the whole Haitian atmosphere before you even enter the theater. So when you get your ticket and go into the area where people can sit and have their lunch or a dinner, you have the Haitian drummers, you have the Haitian dancers, you have the Haitian food that you can purchase, and you have the Haitian vendors where you can purchase Haitian items.
Wow.
So before you even come into the theater, you have the kind of atmosphere, and you walk right into Toussaint and Christophe and Jacqueline discussing the French that are right outside of the doors, per se.
It's very interesting, and you know, of course, it's beautiful out there in the heart of Topanga.
Oh, yeah.
I always recommend that people go early anyway, just to kind of take a look around the Woody Shack. The historic Woody Shack is there. You can't go inside because somebody lives there.
Right.
But you can see where Woody Guthrie stayed when he'd visit Papa Geer back in the day of the Blacklist.
That's right.
And Ellen Geer, of course, we love her. We adore her. She's carrying on that great family tradition. And it's a great season. The Crucible, Coriolanus, Chalk Garden, of course, Haiti. Am I forgetting anything?
Yes, of course. A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Midsummer Night's Dream. Well, that is such a perennial. That happens every year. It's the perfect setting. And now you only go through September 29th, and these plays do run in repertory, so there aren't that many performances left. So if people want to get on on this. Pledge by calling 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. For $100 or more, we will add on a pair of tickets to see Haiti, starring Ernestine. And tell us about some of the other cast members, too, that are joining you.
Oh, yes. I mean, we have Dane Oliver, who has choreographed all of the sword fighting and all of the fights. It's extraordinary what he's done, and just the artistry that he has put into this choreography is incredible. As a matter of fact, he just won Best Choreographer with Stanley, you know, Stephen Stanley's Senior Awards. You know, because Stephen came out on opening night, and we have Mark Lewis, we have Max Lawrence, Tiffany Odette, who is new to our company. We have Roderick, who is playing Toussaint. I know Roderick's going to kill me.
Roderick Jean-Charles?
Thank you. I know Roderick's going to
Would that be Roderick Jean-Charles?
Yes, who is Haitian, which is really nice because he is Haitian and he plays Toussaint in this cast.
What role do you play?
I play Jacqueline. And when you go back into Haitian, this whole Haitian history revolution, you know, you have Toussaint, you have Christophe, and you have Jacques. I'm trying to find Jacques' last name.
I hate to cut this short because we could talk for another half hour, but we have to wrap it up. Okay. We have to make way for special fun drive programming. So
let me just say this one thing. Go to theatricum.com, theatricum.com, and all the information is on there.
Right.
But come and see Haiti, because you may never see it again and go back on the shelf
That's
for 50
right.
years.
That's right.
And it's an extraordinary experience that you will have seeing this show.
And please call 818-985-5735.
We're going to go out with Helen Reddy again and again. Pledge for either the LA Theater Works Pack of Plays, $100 pledge, or Ed Asner's The Grouchy Historian. We've only got a couple copies of that.
Or
the Marion Ross autobiography. You can get tickets to Haiti or the LA Film Festival Pass worth over $600. No kidding. Or tickets if you're down in San Diego way to La Jolla Playhouse Seize the King. But do call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK.